Father, I'm so glad that you encourage us, you desire us, you welcome us, you plead with us to pray. I'm so glad that you want to communicate with us, that you want us to communicate with you, that you promise not only to hear us but to answer our prayers. You make it so open-ended. You just say, ask and you shall receive. And then, Jesus, you make it even more personal or more, I don't know what the word is, awesome. Because you said, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And Jesus, we just thank you so much for these promises. And we ask that you would teach us and help us to enter into them. What you want to talk about, what you want to do today, we bless that, we bow to that, we want to cooperate with that, we want to get into that. And we just say, thank you, Jesus. We're looking forward to what you're going to do. Amen. What is prayer? What hinders prayer, or why doesn't God answer prayer? And what do we do when he doesn't answer? Awesome. You know, back around the time when they penned our Bible in the English language, 1600s, that, like, if you'll read Shakespeare, he'll say in conversation, people talking to one another, I pray you, what do you think? In other words, I ask you, what do you think? That's how they used to talk, okay? So prayer, communication. Go ahead, what else? What is prayer? Yes? Ask. Very good. What is prayer? Just talking to God. Just talking about everything. That's it. Hanging out. It's like when I'm at Janiah's house and the kids come running over. Mommy, mommy. And they just start talking. It's not like they have to go through, O thou that bearest me. It's our side of the relationship. I am going to write that down. I like that. It's our side of the relationship with Father God. It's our side. If you're married, even if you're not, you ever had where you're talking to somebody, but they don't ever talk back to you? And you're like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said yes to.
You would think that I would just talk her head off all the time. I don't. Okay? What I'm saying is there's times she wants to know stuff. She asked me, and I'll be thinking about it. And she'll go, you didn't respond. And I'll go, I'm thinking. And I need time. Sometimes I need a day or two to figure stuff out. Not always, but it's not like that's my general way. But what I'm saying is, what about with God? God is talking all the time. I don't know if you know or not, but God is a jabberjaws. I was made in his image, hence I rest my case. Okay? God is a jabberjaw. Seriously, God talks all the time. God is talking all the time. But he wants to hear from us. Why do you think he wants us to ask for what we want? He already knows. Why does he want us to ask? Okay. Communication shows we trust him. What? Fellowship. Do you know that sometimes God will not answer your prayer because he's just wanting more communication? He doesn't want to be your spare tire, God. The only time, you know what I'm saying? He wants us to learn to communicate with him. Because when you communicate, you know what it shows? What she says. It shows that you actually believe in him. Remember, Hebrews 11:6 is a very good prayer verse as far as principle. It says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Even if you didn't go any further than that, do you believe that he is? Do you believe that he lives? Would anybody know by your prayer? When it gets played back in heaven, your life, would they be hearing you talking to God? Would they be seeing your faith demonstrated? I'm not saying that to put anybody on a spot. I'm not saying that to make anybody feel guilty. I'm saying that for us to realize, wow, how often do I talk to him? Do I only run to him when I have a flat tire? Or do I communicate with him all the time? Prayer. What is prayer? That's awesome. Now, what happens when God doesn't answer prayer? Why doesn't he answer prayer? Have any ideas? Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Regarding would be what you're holding on to. Write it down. It might be something. That's one of the reasons you want to write stuff down. It's not that you need to write everything down. We're not teaching you to be scribes, to write everything down that's said. You know, teaching you to do, what's that stuff called? Yeah, shorthand or quickhand or whatever. But it's what sticks out to you. What's God saying to you? What is God wanting to bring to your attention? Dana was like, if I remember correctly, was the first one to respond when I said, what hinders prayer? And Dana's answer, if I remember correctly, was us. And that is true. But sometimes we have a inferiority complex or a guilt complex where we're thinking, we go to pray and it's kind of like, I was showing somebody the other day, I said we go to pray and it's kind of like prayer like a piece of paper. Some people, I think they pray, oh, he didn't catch it. It's my fault. And they start beating themselves up because they think God didn't just answer the prayer. I think some people think that way. It's kind of like throwing it up and in the air and hopefully God catches this one. What I'm saying to you is there's many things that could hinder prayer, okay, that are not your fault. It could be simply what somebody else said, timing. There was another word somebody said, testing. Okay? Timing is as important as truth. Jackson could ask his dad, Dudley, for a car. His dad could say, he said, can I drive? And he's like, yes, but not yet. You're 10. We'll wait till you get around 16. You get it? The answer is yes. But like Lois said, it's wait. Let's wait till the right time. Does that make sense? There are times that God says no. Why would God say no? He knows what's best for us. It's not his will for us. He sees the bigger picture. What else? Thank you. That's one I was going after. He doesn't want us to hurt ourselves. That's what somebody said earlier about praying a selfish prayer. See, a number of the answers that y'all gave, they're right and they're not right. Okay? In other words, they could be right. Like, yes, somebody said something about praying. He doesn't answer. I think Dana said it because it's a selfish prayer. When I ask Sue when she's going to fix me breakfast, and I said, like this morning, she fixed me scrambled eggs. I love scrambled eggs. Of course, you know what my favorite meal is, don't you? It's the one that's in front of me. That's exactly right. Because everything else, I would be disappointed if I didn't get it. So whatever I'm eating is my favorite meal, okay? But when she fixed me If I say, Sue, I would like scrambled eggs, that's selfish. That's for me. I'm not asking it for somebody else. We can't live in this ideal is where I'm trying to help you understand. Some of our prayers are selfish because I'm asking for something for me. Okay? We can't always be praying for other people. I like where Dana was going, though, is because do need to be others-minded and not just be self-focused. But there are some prayers, when I need healing, I can't be praying for something else. I got to be praying for my healing because that's what I'm after. Okay, it's my healing. That's, if you want to call that a selfish prayer, that's fine. What I'm saying is sometimes we have to have a balance on these answers is what I'm trying to say. Does that make sense?
There's a difference in selfishness in asking for what you need or want for yourself, because selfishness is a bad spirit.
Right.
And there's a verse that says, you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lust.
James 4.
So if the spirit is selfishness, then it's evil.
Right.
But asking, I'd like scrambled eggs, there's no selfishness. That's just expressing your desire.
Right. That's what I want people to understand. There's a balance in these answers, okay? So some of these, all the answers were right, but there's a balance in some of these answers. Like when we say, what hinders prayer? Us. Okay, but sometimes it's God. It's like the example of Jackson waiting until he's 16 for Dudley to say, yes, now you can drive the car. Okay? It's not that it's Jackson's fault. It's just timing. Okay? It's what's best for discretion and what's proper and such. Anybody else have something? Somebody, I thought I saw a hand here. Was that you, Tom, or you wrote it down, feel better now? Okay. All right. So what else? What hint? So let's do a synopsis. Let's do an overview. Go back over it. What hinders prayer? Did anybody write down all these answers? What hinders prayer? Let's go back over it. Timing. Testing. Did we talk about testing? Do we need to go there? I've already lived that. I don't need to go there. How about this? Let me read something from a commentator named Barnes, okay? In Luke chapter 11 and verse 5, I believe it's through 9, it says, which one of you having a friend who comes at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves. You're in bed. You don't want to be bothered. But because of his importunity, his troublesome perseverance, his continuing to disturb the man and refusing to take any denial. He says, I tell you. You see, if he shall continue knocking. If the man just knocked one time. When we used to go door knocking to tell people about Jesus, I would take them out and teach them how to do it, right? So we go out and they go to knock on the door. I said, go ahead, knock on the door. And they go like this. I said, you're hoping they're not home, aren't you? You're scared. I said, you don't really want to know if they're there or not. You don't want them to answer the door. I said, I came to talk to somebody. That was my second knock, okay? I made sure. Now, the guy that was about to hang himself when somebody knocked on his door, and the guy kept, because the Holy Spirit kept pushing him, and he tried to turn away and walk away, but the Holy Spirit was like, no, go back. And he starts banging on the door, and the guy came to the door all angry because the guy actually had a noose around his neck and was about to step off the chair and irritated that somebody was knocking on his door. True story. And the man ended up getting saved. But it was God, the Holy Spirit, whose name means Savior. Jesus means Savior, one who sets another free. He was actually, the man was out and was sent there by God and was persistent and importunate. Okay? It's like a continual knocking. That's what God wants us to do in prayer. Okay? Because if he just knocked one little time, it wasn't importunity. There was something I wanted to read in here by what y'all said, but this, the man was influenced. Da, 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 da. This would be applied to God. He would rather than be disturbed, he would rise and give what was asked. This is to be applied to God in no other sense than that he often hears prayers and grants blessings even long after they appear to be unanswered or withheld. He does not promise to give blessings at once. He promises only that he will do it or will answer prayer. But he often causes his people long to wait. He tries their faith. He wants to see, are you going to believe him when you just don't get what you want immediately? He leaves them to persevere for months or years, maybe 25 for their healing, until they feel entirely their dependence on him. Until they see that they can obtain the blessing in no other way. And until they are prepared to receive it. Often they are not prepared to receive it when they ask it at first. Now this goes back to what Dana said. They may be proud or have no just sense of their dependence, or they would not value the blessing. Or it may at that time not be best for them to obtain it. But let no one despair. If the thing is for our good, and if it is proper that it should be granted, God will give it. So, we're talking about what hinders prayer. We said timing. We said testing. What else? What hinders prayer? We're doing an overview of what we've already talked about so that if something comes up, we need to deal with it, we can. But I want to make sure so we have ideas of what hinders prayer. Okay? Timing. Do you understand how timing hinders prayer? Yes? No? Do we need to talk about that? We got it. Testing. Do we understand how that? Okay? Okay, what else? Unbelief hinders prayer. If you pray believing. James 4:2. That's where I'm talking about that there are balances to these things. Okay? Like when it says, you have not because you ask not. Okay? He's looking for relationship. He's not wanting to just say, like my son one time, Jim, we were teaching our kids to pray, and we're telling them, why don't you write out, you know, your prayer list. So Jim takes paper, and he writes out his prayer list. And he prays it. And the next day, he says, here, God, same thing. That's his prayer. When I change my mind, I'll let you know. Fill this. You know, he's not an order taker. Okay? He's looking for a relationship. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay? God is looking for a relationship. And when you first get saved, when somebody first gets saved, it seems like he answers everything. I mean, boom! Because he's teaching you, yes, I'm here. It's completely different. And I'm going to answer your prayers. And I care about you. And all you got to do is ask. But as we grow and get older in God, it seems like the time gets, he slows it down. Not always. Sometimes it's immediate. There's times that in my business where my business down, see, I'm normally like a week or two booked ahead. I've got down to where I didn't have work for the day. And even in the last year or so, and I said to God, okay, are you switching directions? You want me to do something else? Because if you don't bring the work in, I got to make money somehow. So maybe you want me to do something else. And within minutes, the phone rings and I book a job. Okay? There's times that way. I just pray and I say, God, I need work. And within 10 minutes normally, my phone rings. Okay? But there's times it might be an hour. He's wanting me to believe him, whether I'm seeing immediate, it's not that he's looking to just satisfy immediate gratification. Okay, I wrote something this morning that he gave me, and I thought, this seems like where it fits. Okay, somebody said earlier, what is our motivation for prayer? Okay? I wrote this. What is our motive in asking repeatedly? Is it because we don't think he heard us? Excuse me. Maybe you didn't hear what I said. Let me say it again, God. Here, let me put it in words you can understand. Let me put the cookies on the bottom shelf for you, God. I mean, what? We think we got to keep repeating because he didn't hear us? Maybe I didn't say it right. Here, let me say it this way. What's the motive in us asking repeatedly? Because we think we have to talk him into it? Have you ever prayed that way? Anybody want to be honest? We think we have to talk him into it? But God, this is why I need it. And you don't understand. You said that? See, you have a real good chance of walking with God because you're being openly honest. That's good. God has a sense of humor. Okay? So, what's our motive in asking repeatedly? Because we don't think he heard us? Because we think we have to talk him into it? Or is it because we know that he will answer because he said he would? And because we know down inside that we're going to get this, and we're simply not letting go of claiming to receive that promise. But do we do that? Or do we give up? You see, either God said he's going to answer prayer or not. Just let me ask you this question. If you didn't do anything about prayer except for these two verses, Matthew 7, 7 and 8. Just listen to these two little phrases. Ask, and you shall receive. He didn't say, you might receive, you could receive, if it works out, if I like you that day, if you've done everything right. He said, ask, and you shall receive. Now look at the next verse. He said, maybe you didn't get it. He said, so in verse 8 he says this, every one that asketh, receiveth. Five words. Look at your hand. Every one that asketh, receiveth. Every one that asks, gets. Now, I don't know how I can make it more simple. But I like the verse that Lois talked about earlier. It's one of my favorite verses about prayer. James 4:2. You have not because you ask not. Janiah just did that to me on Thanksgiving Day. We were at her house. We're eating turkey. And I said, would you pass the salt? So let's say I'm here. Instead of her handing me the salt, she hands it to him. And she looks at me. Why? Because that's how I raised my kids. Whenever they said, pass the salt, I passed it to anybody but them. And I told everybody, don't pass it to them, because they didn't ask it to come to them. They just asked us to pass it around the table. Have you ever heard anybody say, I don't see God answer prayer. I don't see answered prayer. Have you ever, I don't think God answers prayer because I've never seen it. And I ask people when they'll say to me, you talk about answered prayer like it happens all the time. I don't see answered prayer. And I said, well, how do you pray? And they said, God bless the world. I said, he already did. What do you want? God bless America. He already did. What do you want? I said, you can't see that answer unless you're looking at God. But we take things for granted so much, we don't even realize how he answered that prayer. I said, you want something answered? Ask specifically. So when Janiah did that, I said, please pass the salt to me. And I saw answered prayer. Do you get it? What do you need? Ask him for that. God, you said, every one that asketh receiveth. I'm holding my hand up to you. Here it is. I'm waiting. I already know you're going to do it because you said it. When are you going to do it, God? Okay? So we talked about what hinders prayer. What was the other one? What is our response? How do you spell ask?
A-S-K, ask, seek, knock.
Jesus, thank you for putting the cookies on the bottom shelf. Thank you for making it so simple. Help us to throw away anything that is hindering us from praying. Our unbelief, break agreement with that. Come into believing your word, believing what you said, and just learn to communicate with you, have closer, more often relationship with you, but just simply to ask and watch how you show up and answer. You are so awesome. There's nobody like you. Thank you for your promises, and a man is only as good as his word. Thank you for your written word. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.